Oh.
Oh, hi, Brayden. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Doing fine.
Good. Good to hear. I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Not for sure. Yeah, I don't know. They're just not going through.
Yeah, it's saying it's declining because of insufficient funds. Do you think the 199 is available on that card? It's a Visa that
Maybe
ends
not.
in 1931.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Oh,
I ain't fixed it here.
is there another card you'd want to use in the meantime, or?
Well, not really. Yeah, I'm not for sure.
Well, the system tries to process us on this one once daily, so I mean maybe it would just, eventually go through towards the end of the week or something. But
Once daily?
it what?
You said once daily?
Yeah, let me see if it tried it today yet. Today's the 13th. Yeah, the system did already try it today and it declined.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just because of the terms and conditions and the voice verification recording that we have on file. You agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 8th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So it's trying to collect the past due payment from May 8th.
Right. Okay. What do you think of it? I can get some. If it's insufficient funds, you think I can get some money on there for tomorrow, and it'll come. It'll go through tomorrow again, or
Yeah,
something like
I
that.
mean, yep, and if you want me to try to manually process it like at a certain time, like maybe later in the day, we could do that too, just to give you some time tomorrow to go over there and transfer money or what have you.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm gonna have to transfer money around, and I don't have that availability right now.
Okay. Let me see here. You're in Indiana. So what if we tried to process it tomorrow, like around maybe 1 or 2 o'clock? Would that give you enough time or?
Yeah, probably, maybe. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. And then I'll send you a little notification that talks about the payment failing. And my extension will be on there, which is 777. So if anything changes, you can call me. My name's Tina.
Okay.
Okay, good. So I think we have a game plan. So we'll try this tomorrow afternoon, and in the meantime, have a really great rest of your day.
So I got a question.
Yes.
So since it's past due, I'm still gonna pay that, but how am I gonna go about? Because I'd like to, let's say, get rid of it for
So,
discontinue. I'd like to discontinue here sometime
absolutely.
my
So
account.
tomorrow after the payment goes through, you'll have a couple of options. Number one, we could cancel it right away and then you wouldn't have to worry about any further charges. But
Right.
one thing that I will tell you is first page placement typically takes 30 to 45 days. And then the account went into suspension at the 30-day mark because we're having trouble processing the payment. So if you were to cancel right away, it's almost like shooting yourself in the foot because right now you're on the cusp of where it's going to explode and get your phone ringing and bring you some solid return on investment. But then you would be canceling that you know, just shy of when that's going to take place. So what I would do if it were me is once you pay, you'll be paid in full until June 8th anyway. So, you know, why not at least take advantage of the rest of the month that you're paying for? And then that way, if come June 8th, you decide that you don't want it, no problem. Just call us, you know, a couple days ahead of that date, and then you still could cancel and wouldn't have any further charges. But that way.
What did you mean about the 30, 45 days it takes to do what now?
To get your business on the first page of Google. So
I gotcha.
Yeah, so right now we have the Google listing verified. It's optimized. We have your website up and running. We've submitted you to some popular directories. All of that is going smoothly, but it does take hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming to actually get Walker Brothers Concrete on the first page. So, like I said, you're right at the cusp of where that's going to happen. You know, it's only going to the next week or two for you to start seeing yourself up there in a spotlight position, and then that's when you're going to see client calls coming in. So, you know.
I don't mind waiting until June to do it. You said 30, 45 days. I was thinking you were meaning that's how long it takes to discontinue an account. So.
Oh, no. That's just to get your business on the first page of Google. But if you ever wanted to discontinue, you just call us at any time and we can do that. That's not a problem. One option that you also have for down the road is if you ever wanted to cancel but keep your website, which is walkerbrosconcrete.com, you could also cancel the program and just pay for the website hosting of $49 a month. So I never recommend that unless it's a last resort, because obviously a website in and of itself will never bring you a client, right? So the value to what we do is in putting the website on the first page where you get exposure. But if you ever wanted to do that, you have that option too.
Okay. And then wasn't there a thing I could buy the domain or something?
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
For $100.
$99, you can buy the domain without the content. So that would be just if you wanted to take an empty domain over and build a new site on it. You can keep walkerbrosconcrete.com and just build your own site on it and just pay the $99 for the domain.
I gotcha. That makes sense.
Yeah, but again, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been with the company for 12 years, and I've seen people that have spent – you know, tens of thousands of dollars building the most beautiful websites that have all the bells and whistles on them. And then I've also seen people that have a friend or family member that puts a free site together with them and they just pay for hosting. And in both scenarios, everyone tells me across the board that they're frustrated because they've never gotten one client off their website. And that happens because if the website is not getting found or not getting exposure, it can't bring you a client, right? So that's what the cusp of what you're right at the kind of borderline of getting that website to show front and center on Google. And that's when it's going to start showing some really solid results for you. Yeah, so I'll circle back tomorrow and I'll try to manually process it tomorrow afternoon, and you know, hopefully it goes through. And I think what I'm hearing is you'd probably want to, you know, once it does, just keep it open at least until June 8th so that you can kind of evaluate your results, right?
Yeah.
Have you been on the dashboard yet to kind of see the results that you've received so far?
Yeah, I've been on there a few times.
Okay, good. And then I see that they sent you the review generator email, but that's the one thing that you can do on your end, Braden, that will tremendously help you with getting results even quicker, is to get a 5-star rating on Google. So I can send you that email again if you like, but it's pretty cool because it's already linked to your Google page, and you can just copy and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients. And because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll send that to you again just so that you have it.
I was going to say, I can't seem to find it, so.
Oh, Let me double check something. I want to verify the email because I see it was sent twice on April 26th. Is it Walker Bros 26? Concrete? Yeah. At gmail.com? Walker Bros
yeah.
Concrete at gmail? Okay. So do me a favor. If
oh,
this...
I'll see it.
Oh, you do? Okay, good.
Yes, I did. I found it. I was looking at the wrong date.
Yeah, because I thought maybe it would be in your filtered mail if it wasn't in your inbox, but I'm glad that you found it. Yeah, so you can start using that right away. Like I said, that's the one thing that will help you get results a little bit quicker that you can do on your end, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so I think we have a good game plan. So what time did you say again tomorrow for the payment? 1 or 2 o'clock your time, or what are you thinking?
I think that would work.
Okay.
I just got to get from one bank to another. So.
Yeah, exactly. I know how that is. Okay. So you have my direct line, too. So if anything changes, call me. If not, we'll get you squared away tomorrow.
All right. Thank you.
All right. No problem, Braden. Have a great rest of your day, too.
You as well.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.